So my hope is that both of these will pass, and it'll send a very strong message, you know, to the people in power, to our legislature, to the governor, that the people really think it's crazy not to return upwards of $300 million of our tax dollars back to South Dakota to take care of 42,500 people and give them access to physicals and colonoscopies and mammograms and insulin.